Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. This is our Father's Day special. And I have some more quotes for all you fathers and mothers out there. Any man can be a father, but it takes someone special to be a dad. That's anonymous. From Carol Oates, a father is a man who expects his children to be as good as he meant to be. Good words. Confucius said, the father who does not teach his son his duties is equally guilty with the son who neglects them. This one is very interesting because I never saw it before, and it's from the late Anne Frank. How true Daddy's words were when he said, all children must look after their own upbringing. Parents can only give good advice or put them on the right paths, but the final forming of a person's character lies in their own hands. Very wise for a young girl that was living in a closet, scared for her life. And one more quote before I introduce my special guest is from Ernest Hemingway. To be a successful father, there's one absolute rule. When you have a kid, don't look at it for the first 2 years. On that note, I will say that as a man, that was the period of parenting I enjoyed least, and I have found that that is often the period of parenting that moms enjoy best. I am blessed, in this case, to have a special guest on our show, Tony and Linda Cole. They have written the book about their son called Resurrecting Anthony. I actually read this book and could not put it down because it was a powerful book, but I'm going to read a little bit from the back cover of the book. Tony and Linda Cole were living the American dream, a successful national training and consulting company, a nice home, a close-knit circle of friends, and a loving family. Then came the call every parent dreads. Their 12-year-old son, Anthony, had collapsed on the school playground. In the ensuing panic-stricken moments, Anthony lay motionless, unconscious, not breathing. These critical minutes, without oxygen, left his brain damaged. In one heartbreaking afternoon, their idyllic world was shattered, and the son that Tony and Linda Cole knew was gone. The book tells their story, but I am going to have them tell it directly. Welcome to the Bruce Allen Show, Linda and Tony.
Hi, Bruce. How are you?
I am very well. As I told you when we were on hold together, I was extremely moved by your book and your story, and I respect the courage with which you have lived your lives under a lot of strain. Why don't you start by telling us a little bit about the day your son was struck down by a heart attack and how it all began?
Anthony, we got a call at the office. At our office, we worked together, and we were told to go to Children's Hospital that Anthony was being airlifted. That was in September of 1998. So needless to say, of course, we jumped in the car and went to the hospital.
Were you together at that time?
We did happen to be together. We'd just come back from lunch. And so when we got there, we actually arrived before Anthony did. And the school, when they called us, had no details and couldn't tell us anything other than go to the hospital as quickly as possible. And so Anthony came in and was unconscious, but flailing and agitated. And from there on, they sedated him. And they had already intubated him, so they had him on oxygen and so on. But in effect, we never saw that 12-year-old who left for school that morning again.
Now, why don't you give us a little sense of who Anthony was during your lunch prior to getting that call? You were probably talking about the minutia of your life, which was shortly thereafter changed dramatically. As I recall, Anthony, from reading your book, was quite the athlete.
Yeah, he was, as the book says, a typical 12-year-old. You probably got a little pressure from Dad about being an athlete. I was fortunate enough to be a scholarship athlete myself and played football at the University of Connecticut, now the national champions for basketball. He loved basketball, loved baseball, and the day he collapsed on the playground, he was trying to get into a basketball game. You know, the tryouts were coming up for the junior high, and he wanted to play. And so he was just a great kid, a sweet kid, you know, minded very well. You know, an average kind of kid in school, played in the orchestra, and was just starting to get into those awkward, you know, preteen years in junior high.
Was there anything in Anthony's medical background that indicated something like this could happen?
Nothing. Not a thing. You know, he had just completed a physical prior to getting ready for school and school sports, and they hadn't found anything. And, you know, we got all those questions when he was in the hospital. Was he ever short of breath? Did he ever complain of being, well, yeah, he worked out. He was an athlete, and he'd run sprints. He'd be short of breath, you know. So it was a singular incident.
Wow. Why don't you take us and our listeners through a little bit more of what happened in the ensuing days? Because you went from this getting this phone call to seeing him in agitation to seeing him being sedated to what ultimately did you find out?
For a while, we didn't know anything for the first few days. The doctors weren't able to tell us anything. In the meantime, they were looking at the possibility of drugs and so on. Well, it turned out several days later, well, no, I should say several days. It was within the next 12 hours or so, Anthony arrested again, or his heart rate went up while he was being monitored in ICU. And so they were able to get a good reading on him. They did an EKG at the time and determined that he had a disorder called Wolff-Parkinson-White syndrome, which simply is an electrical problem in the heart and caused him to arrest. And not all WPW is as traumatic as Anthony's, but there are some cases like Anthony's that are really deadly.
And it's not anything that you could pre-screen, I gather.
Well, actually, from what I hear now, they could have done an EKG to determine.
But there was nothing to indicate a need for it, was there?
Correct. And then they don't do EKGs for no reason on children.
So tell me what happened next. I mean, obviously, your life was affected quite considerably as far as just your routine schedule. Plus, I forget, you had one or two other children at home.
We have one other child who was 7 at the time. So the good news is that I have family in town. And so while Tony and I stayed at the hospital night and day for the first couple of days, she was with family. But, of course, yes, every aspect of our life changed. And Anthony eventually went into something they call neurological storming. So he was actually almost convulsing almost constantly for the first couple of months. And it was really painful to watch, and he had no control. And when he stopped with the neurological storming, or I shouldn't say stopped it, gradually weaned away, I suppose, he was more or less kind of just comatose where he didn't recognize anybody, anything, and was basically a vegetable in bed.
Well, I know it gets better from there. We're going to have to take a break, and I want to hear a little bit more about how you both coped and where Anthony ended up progressing to and where he is when we come back. So let's hold on. I do want to tell my listeners that we have a special Father's Day contest. I know it's a little late to win for Father's Day, but you can win a copy of my new book just out called A Dad's Point of View, We Are Half the Equation, as well as a special poster created in honor of the book. The details of what you have to do involve visiting my website, bruceallen.com, and finding a few things there. The first 10 correct answers will win a copy of the book and the poster. What do you have to find? You have to find me the email address to write to me. You have to find the name of the star who is an Oscar-nominated director now after a major career in television as an actor who has a photo in there with me back from the 80s. And you have to find the name of my first A Dad's Point of View column, the title of which was inspired by a recent president's famous line. We will be back with Tony and Linda Cole and hear more about their story, their powerful, encouraging, and courageous story. But it is time for a break. We'll be right back.
Bruce Allen, he knows what to do. Bruce Allen, father of two.
I'm Bruce Allen, and I'm so proud to announce the publication of my first book, A Dad's Point of View, We Are Half the Equation. With a foreword by Michael and Diane Medved, review blurbs by Dennis Prager, Stan Lee of Marvel fame, and many others, I hope you'll get this book for yourself or the dad or mom in your life. Find it at the store at bruceallen.com or at Amazon. Buy the print book or get it in your favorite e-reader format. Again, that's A Dad's Point of View, We Are Half the Equation, my first book. Find it at Amazon or at the store at bruceallen.com. Buy it now.